This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bass tumble. Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked and locked? Here we go. And I'll sit correctly to USA Prepares. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Mackenzie's engineering the broadcast today. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And the telephone listen line's up, running 24 hours a day. And that's 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. There's a link to your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. And hour number one, Deborah Brewster is with us. Now, Deborah Brewster is an entrepreneur. She's involved in and experienced in large projects, large construction projects. And she's got her master's in business administration. She's a real estate investor. And this hour is called Prepping Unwashed. Prepping Unwashed. So we're going to talk about some potholes that she's experienced, I've experienced, we've seen them, and we want to let you know what you might bump into along the way on your adventure in preparedness and survival. Welcome, Deborah Brewster.
Good morning.
It's pretty early where you are, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is, but I've been up for more than an hour, so I'm ready to dive into this.
Yeah. So, Deborah, you know, you and I were on the phone, and class, I'll let you know the backstory. I got a call, and it was, the term is butt dialing, right? Deborah, is that what it's called?
Exactly.
Butt dialing. And, yeah, so Deborah just happened to dial me by accident. You know, we've known each other for years. She's been to the farm, and we've been to meetups together. She's presented, and she's I guess the best way to describe you, Deborah, is you're a bundle of energy, and you idle at 120 miles an hour. Would that
generally
that seem right?
Speaking, that is pretty accurate.
And so you decided to dive in to the preparedness arena. You've been to the expos. You've talked to a lot of people. You've met a lot of the experts in the area. And we're going to share some of our thoughts, things that we've seen that might surprise the class. It just might surprise the class that what we're going to tell you today. So, Deborah, one of the things that we were going to talk about was it is really difficult to get people on board. And we can't figure out why. Why is it that, you know, when we discuss preparedness, and which is simply, preparedness is very simple. It's having what you need before you need it. It's having those items in the refrigerator already before you open the refrigerator door. That's all it is. It's having what you need before you need it. It's having gasoline in the tank of your vehicle before you drive away. It's having oil in the engine so it doesn't self-destruct. It's preparing, it's maintaining, and it's what it is mini-max regret. It's living your life trying to minimize your maximum regret. So if you're on your way to work and you say, geez, my maximum regret is not being able to get to work because I'd run out of gas. Well, then you put gas in your car before you leave or on the way, but before you run out. That's all it is. It's as simple as that. And what we found is it's difficult to get people on board with that. And there was a post on Zero Hedge yesterday, and the new FEMA director, F-E-M-A, his name is Brock Long, and he's repeatedly said that Americans do not have a culture of preparedness. So it's,
and that's been,
Deborah, it's not
frankly,
you saying it?
What I think that I thought about last night, what I wanted to share, and I don't think I'm going to segue much. I'm not going to get into the minutiae of, like, things to do with prepping. I think, for the most part, a lot of people understand that. But what I wanted to address is, what is the mindset of people here in America? And I began to think about the different personality or thought process that individuals possess that keep them from getting ready. Now, of course, you start with the number one type, which is your type, what I would call the self-reliant prepper. You have been, you know, executing your plan and acquiring the necessities to be able to carry out life as best as we can under the most dire situation. And you've come to terms that, you know that you're going to at least have to do, you and your family are going to have to do it. You may, there may be other people that come alongside of you. Probably not, and I'm going to speak to that. But let's face it, there's probably not even 1% of the people in this country that are like you. And believe me, I interface with, hundreds, if not thousands of people, throughout business and just, we travel a lot for our work. And I just, we come in contact with a lot of people. And so, believe me, I know that from life experience, probably 1%. And you might represent the 10% of the 1%, that really are very advanced survival or their self-sufficient skills. But let's talk about those other personalities. And I think, and we need to have your listeners think, ask themselves after I describe these personalities, am I one of these people? Because there are consequences to everything. What you think is going to affect what you do and how you act. So let's talk about those types of personalities. There's number one, those that just think preppers are crazy. Maybe they've seen a survival show, Doomsday Preppers or whatever, and they're just, they just discount it. They don't even take the time to even just maybe really watch it and meditate, internalize, digest what it is that they're seeing, and is there any value in it? So we're going to call the people to say, they're just crazy. Then, of course, you have, unfortunately, it tends to be in the millennials, the X generation, those that are just clueless. They're so wrapped up in just their texting, their internet games, seize the moment, living carefree, whether it's their chasing down their sports or whatever is the aphrodisiac of the day. And they're just, they just are wrapped up in themselves. They're just self-indulgent. And then, of course, you have those that say, I know, but, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to die anyway. It's just too big. I just can't even go there. I'm too old. Hey, I lived a good life. I don't really care. And even that person's very self-centered. They don't think about maybe their children, their grandchildren. It's just they're all about themselves. Sometimes even seniors get very selfish, because, they are really, frankly, the biggest beneficiary of Social Security and all the government, let's say, programs that are out there. And if, they're the ones that usually don't want to vote for, let's say, a bond when it comes up that may be for schools. Because if they don't have kids, I'm going to vote down everything. They're not going to, pass it on. So they're just self-centered as well. Then, of course, you have those that, you know, just drinking the Kool-Aid. Maybe they worked in an industry, healthcare, IT, high tech, and they have been, for the most part, not affected by what has happened in our economy. And, you know, they maybe weren't one of the ones that faced the possibility of a foreclosure back in the 2008 meltdown. You know, and they're built slowly building their retirement account, and whatever money was lost, it has come back, at least on the surface. They feel, you know, things are fine and, you know, I'm okay. So they just, you know, they just don't give much thought to it because they're comfortable. And then, of course, there's those that I think are the most evil and depraved in my mind that say, hey, I'm going to come and take what is yours. You know, you've made the sacrifices, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears, and foregone, let's say, maybe some finer things in life, or the vacation to the Caribbean, or the cruise, or whatever the case may be, or maybe the, you know, the $100 shoes, or the $300 purse. And frankly, we know people that, you know, have $3,000 purses, you know, the Hollywood people, but they just think it's good. You know, they just can't even imagine that things are going to change. And then, of course, you know, you have those that they think the government's going to just be there, that the government's just going to outreach and take care of all their problems. You know, we went from, in the food stamp generation, what, 41 million, I think it was, in America that, you know, were living on, you know, getting food stamp entitlements. You know, it's just that people were just on the grab, whether it was the free cell phones or whatever the case may be. They're just basically takers. They don't want to work for anything. They want it given to them because the government has set this safety net that takes away all the incentive, and whether it's a, you know, you have to work and that's why you do it, but they've taken the necessity to work, to have purpose, and to try to, you know, be, let's say, a giver into society to, you know, instead of being a leech upon the system. So we have those that they're just lazy. You know, they'd rather just do their, what's that drug, the opioid epidemic. So, you know, epidemic. You know, they just want to party. You know, they just want to live carefree and reckless. And you know, they don't want to invest in education and self-improvement. So there's, like, all these different mental sets that really are just irresponsible. And then there's one or two more that I hear the commercial break coming on that I find that maybe I can make...
Yeah.
Give a little feedback for them.
Okay, hold on, and we'll talk about those one or two more.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Les Deborah Brewster's with us, and we're talking about, well, the mindset of preparedness. Deborah, you've got a couple more types of individuals that you're discussing within the mindset.
Well, there's one before I get to the last one, and this one at one point even I found myself falling victim to this, and that is what I call the disenfranchised or the discouraged prepper. You know, when you're out there and you're really thinking about all the things that you do need, all the really being the student of what it takes to be able to be prepared. And I'm not talking being, you know, the evacuation 72-hour plan. I mean, you know, like Red Cross or whoever might tell you, you know, have at least 3 days of food. I'm talking where you're going beyond, where even thinking not just 30 days, but a year, or even taking it further out, what that would look like in your preparedness. But basically, that you get discouraged because, you know, you see all these things unfolding, and then they, you know, seemingly seem to all eventually work out. And so you think, you know what, I'm just wasting my money. I'm just wasting my time and energy doing this. You know, why am I even doing this? And then, thank God, we do get these events, and they're like the birthing pains when a mother goes into labor, and then, you know, she gets a break, and then all of a sudden the pains start again. I mean, you know, we had Katrina, but then, you know, after that kind of went over, you know, then we, of course, had, you know, other events, but all of a sudden, look at the intensity, just like the birthing process. What's happening? We've had earthquake in New Mexico. We have I forget what island it is. Right now they're evacuating the island because of a volcano. The magma is rising at a, like, alarming rate, and they believe it's going to go off. We had literally Florida. You know, we had Texas. We had Puerto Rico. And we just, you know, add to that the craziness, not only the ISIS, and, you know, then we have the rocket man in North Korea. Just the world is blowing up around us. And thank God we have, you know, they may not hit in your own backyard today that we're having that, because I do understand you do get weary and well-doing sometimes. And so, you know, I, one, want to encourage those people, and that is another mindset that could be dangerous if you let your guard down and you don't stand alert and ready to respond. And I came off of that cycle fairly recently. In fact, one of my kids said, actually my son-in-law said to me, so Deborah, I don't hear you talking about prepping much anymore. So the world didn't end, so you aren't doing it. And they, of course, implemented a lot of things when I was, like, pounding it into their head, you know, and of course, helping them prepare. But I realized that, yeah, you can become lackadaisical. I'm getting tongue-tied here, but too relaxed on the situation. And you let your guard down, and you just kind of lose sight of what what you're doing, and keeping your eye, you know, on the mark, that you've got to be ready in season and out of season. And, of course, as these things have begun to escalate, you know, it was my wake-up call. I had kicked back in and, you know, went back to the basics and reevaluating, you know, my prepper supplies. And because I did go through a period of building up my small hobby farm, where I, you know, went from not knowing the first thing about animal husbandry, you know, getting cows and chickens and rabbits and excavating a pond and learning, you know, how to raise these animals. And, you know, finally I'm like, you know what, it's just cheaper for me to go buy eggs, okay? And it's taking care of the garden. My vegetables don't look as pretty as some of those in the store because they're all genetically modified. Mine look like the way they really come out of, you know, generally speaking, if they're not given all kinds of potential modifying genetic material and chemicals. And so, you know, I did kind of back away. But, you know, I, again, tried to say, okay, we need to, you know, I need to make sure that, you know, I can implement this stuff on the drop of the dime, start putting things back into play. Yes, even if I, you know, can go to the store and buy it cheaper and without the, you know, because time is money. So when you have to do the stuff yourself, it, you know, I look at it, what it really cost me to grow that stuff. But at the same breath, you know, it's an awakening, so I went back to prepping my garden and just getting back on track and getting out my seeds and looking at what my inventories are and, you know, are things past expiration? Do I need to update some more, buying some more seeds and all these different things? So, again, is do not grow weary of well-doing. But the
Hold that thought. Go on.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, just a quick update. Tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, I'm going to be a guest on the Barden Report, B-A-R-D-O-N Report, with P.J. Barden on Republic Broadcasting. So if you're interested in tuning in, that's tomorrow night at 9 on republicbroadcasting.org. Deborah Brewster's with us, and we're talking about the mindset of preppers. And Deborah, you said, "Don't grow weary." You're absolutely right. You know, sometimes you just have to say, "You know what? I'm still doing the right thing, even though the world has not come to an end, even though we haven't yet had an EMP, even though radiation hasn't killed everyone around us, even though the signs are of the economy, at least what the mainstream media is saying, everything's wonderful, the economy's growing, unemployment is down, everything looks great, even though it's hard to believe that, even though I don't believe that, I see people who have just lost their way in the preparedness mindset. And I believe it's happened since Donald Trump has become president. There was this feeling that the previous regime, what I call the dark days of this country, the Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, those days were pretty frightening. We've lost freedoms and so forth. People were worried. They were buying guns, and they were expecting civil unrest, and they expected to have to defend their property, and they were expecting that there might be shootouts and those kinds of things. Well, since Donald Trump has become CEO of corporate America, well, it seems that there is this feeling that everything's going to be fine, and now what we're doing is we're more worried about whether guys with short pants chasing balls on the field are kneeling or not. That seems to be the big deal. Well, I'm still concerned about preparedness. I'm still concerned about, you know, one of the main things for me is I know for an absolute fact that without electricity, a lot of people are going to die very quickly. So let me just give you one very simple example. Let's say I wanted to drill a hole to fix something. I'm talking about drill a hole with a drill. Well, how am I going to do that without electricity of some kind? I can't turn the drill with my fingers. How many people actually have a hand-powered drill, you know, one that you hold with one hand and turn the crank with another? How many have bits that will actually work in that drill? Very, very, very few, because we've gotten rid of them. As a matter of fact, we've even gotten rid of the corded drills, the kind you plug in favor of the cordless drills. Well, those cordless drills don't work without being recharged. It's as simple as that. And all we're talking about now is drilling a hole, a small hole. So I am, you know, very concerned, and I still think that the grid is at risk. I think the food supply, the food chain, the supply chain is at risk. I think there's threats from 360 degrees. So, yeah, we need to not give up. We need to continue. We need to keep on course. Maybe ramp up our course. That's what I've done. I've ramped up. Literally, right after this broadcast is over, 1 minute after it's over, I'm going to be working on our solar array, installing more panels. Why? Because I know that without electricity, people are going to die. No question. Deborah, please continue.
You're absolutely correct. And, you know, that leads me to the last person. And the last person is actually much more significant, or the personality type, or the mindset is better to be better describe it. And I'm going to talk about Christians and those, and I am a Christian, so, you know, I'm, you know, when they say about judging one another, you know, I remember the finger can be pointing back at me. But seeing that in the prepper community and how this all ties together, you have the self-reliant prepper like yourself, who has been 12 years or so, I believe you said that you've been prepping, and you're so far, you know, down the end of the goalpost, whatever, that you're probably going to, you know, ride it out very well. But generally speaking, there is going to be some point that you better have community. And because you're not going to be able to work 24 hours a day. And if you remember a couple of years ago, I recall you got sick and your sons kind of stepped in and covered your farm and kept the chores going. You were just down for the count for a week or two. And so we know that we cannot, you know, we're not an island to ourselves. We cannot do this alone. What I found, though, in the prepper community, generally everybody just goes it alone. And I don't think you're ever really going to see preppers come together in a community until it's the absolute end of the road. The line is towed and they have no other choice. But normally what you have happen when we have natural disasters and events, people are relying either on the church or they're relying on the government. Well, we know the government can only be so many places at one time, just like, you know, the resources, the human, our National Guard, our military, you know, not only are they defending us abroad, they just can't be dispatched everywhere. You know, there's only so many people in the National Guard that can go and meet our national emergencies, such as, Irma and Maria and Jose and just, you know, and Harvey and all these events. So the church, how the church feels, from the beginning of time, it was the church that took care of one another. We didn't have the big government systems. Those platforms weren't in place. And even to this day, the church is the one that steps up with the volunteers and helps their neighbor. But it's the mindset of the body of Christ, I'll call it, of the Christian believers. And it's like those that believe in pre-tribulation, hey, God is going to take me out of here. You know, I don't need to prepare. They're super spiritual. Why would I prepare? You know, that's just lack of faith. You know, God's going to meet all of my needs. But what they fail to realize, you know, is when events happen and it's the Christians and the church that comes out and delivers the food, like there's some great ministries that go to all these torn areas and they're ready to go. That's because those Christians are what I would call the good, the wise servant. They prepared. I mean, and so Christians will use it as an excuse. Oh, I'm going to be raptured out of here. I'm not going to have to go, you know, go through that. Now, I don't subscribe to that. And I have to say to those people, because they're just like numb to, they think they're being spiritual, but they're really being not wise, good servants. And I say to them, well, do you lock your door at night? Well, do you put your kid in a car seat when you would go somewhere? Do you have a home alarm? Do you buy homeowners insurance? Do you have car insurance? When you go to the grocery store and you see you're running low on toilet paper, do you pick up toilet paper? Do you keep, you know, some food in your refrigerator? Do you go to the doctor just for a checkup or to get your medications? Why is it that all these other things that people do to prepare, you know, whatever it may, you know, be, you know, buying clothes for the kids for school or whatever the case may be. But when it comes to, you know, emergency preparedness and having more than just maybe a week of groceries in the refrigerator, they want to spiritualize everything and make excuses why they're not prepared. Do they even have any emergency cash? Do people try to even keep $1,000 of small bills, you know, just if they can't go to the ATMs and you know, they've got to go and, you know, just pick up stuff? Have you ever been in a store? Like I was at Harbor Freight one time and the credit card machines went down and everybody in line, thank God, I always kept, you know, and I always still do, emergency cash on me at all times because I was able to complete my transaction. So people just, they spiritualize things and they just think that God's going to take me out of this. And, you know, Americans are deceived. They are deceived by the pastors in the pulpit that don't tell them to prepare. If they lived in any other country, look at the atrocities that are happening all around the world. I mean, do people not remember when the I believe it was ISIS, or whatever crazy group it was, lined up all those people in the orange jumpsuits and beheaded them on the beach? Or when they took that soldier and burned him in the cage? Or when down in, I think it was Boko Haram, or like 200 girls were kidnapped and sold as sex slaves, and the human trafficking and everything that's happening in France and in Germany and in, you know, in Syria and just in Iraq. And wake up. People are just, they're just happy going to their little job, going to church on Sunday, and being told they're going to be raptured. Let me tell you, if you lived in any other country or in a good percentage of countries around the world, you would realize we are going to go through something. And we have been insulated by the grace of God. But, you know, I believe that hand is being lifted. And what you see is now all these events happening, because the second that a nation turns its back on God, you know, then God, there is no covenant. There is no obligation of God to come in to try to help meet that need. And I believe that these birthing pains, because I believe God is giving us over to a reprobate mind. You know, we are a fallen, fallen people. We lack moral clarity. We just are, we're lost. And so I grieve when I go to different churches, because I travel a lot for our business, and I hear and I just observe how many people, they just think, I'm going to be out of here. I don't need to worry about this. You know, I just wish people would wake up, take some responsibility, be that good servant, that good steward. Think of your family. Think about of your loved ones. Think about being self-responsible. You know, don't be a leech on society. Take ownership of your life and be a watchman. Contribute. Make a mark. Make a difference. You know, just make your life have value. And so, you know, I just wanted to share that, because that is that last person that grieves me, that just, you know, they're just deceived. They lack knowledge, and the pulpit that doesn't want to preach the full gospel.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today, top.
Oh, God,
you're take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Deborah Brewster's with us. Deborah, I've got a couple quick comments, probably to put exclamation points on what you just said. When we had our preparedness expos years ago, first expo about 7 years ago, I guess, I called, well, Springfield, Missouri is in the Bible Belt. Some say it's the buckle of the Bible Belt. Some say there's a church on every corner. Well, there are churches in the Springfield area that have 3,500 members or more. Huge, huge buildings for worship and huge memberships. Well, I called a lot of them. And I visited a lot of them. And what I said to the pastors was, you know, you've got 52 weeks of in the year where you are helping your flock with spiritual preparedness. How about one of those weeks, just one out of 52 weeks, where you help them and bring them to the Get Prepared Expo and let them learn a little bit more about physical preparedness? Well, I can tell you that no one, absolutely no church was interested in helping the flock survive physical events. None. Not one. Not one. Catholic, Presbyterian, Protestant, Baptist, didn't matter. Not one preacher was interested. That's one thing. The next thing is, I happen to be in a bookstore in Springfield, Missouri. And the owner of the bookstore said to one of her customers, hey, here's the guy. This guy right here, and she was pointing to me, Vin Fennelly, he's got this expo coming up right down the road in Springfield, Missouri. And that's where you can learn about preparedness and survival. And this woman was a senior citizen. She had a book under her arm, and her response was quick and terse. And she said, honey, I've got all the preparedness I have right here in this book. It's the Bible.
You know, and that's the problem, is that people say, you know, I've just got to have faith. Well, do they think that food is just going to show up at the door? I mean, like I said, in the Bible, you can look at, Noah building the ark to, there's so many different Bible characters that prepared and they stayed the course. They didn't become that weary prepper that even I myself have gone through windows of, you know, questioning, why am I doing this? But the main part is that, you know, we have to be able to take care of ourselves. And even the body wants to get out there and try to help people if they have, you know, extra provision. But we also have to know, too, that drowning people pull others under the water. There's going to come to the point that there's going to be so much going on around us, you just can't be there to help them all. At some point, you're going to have to say, you know what, this is it. You know, what I've done here, I've got to take care of mine and my own. And, you know, it's not that that's an ungodly, people think that's an ungodly thing, but to not tell you the truth, you know, if you love someone, you tell them the truth to help them be protected. If you see a snake, you know, by your child, you're going to grab your child. You're going to, you know, you're going to warn people, you know, when, you know, the hard times are on its way. And that's the one thing that, you know, you do, Vince, is you're sounding the alarm daily. And people, they can just become tone deaf. And, you know, my just word of encouragement is begin to think responsible, get awake, because just look at the news, what's happening around the world. This stuff is coming. It's in our own backyard. I mean, the enemy is within the United States, and it's just a matter of time that another event is going to happen, whether it be natural or if it be man-induced. And I think it's likely to be man-induced, you know, and it could be coming as far as from Korea to here, North Korea to here. But nevertheless, our enemies, everybody hates America. I mean, almost every country around the world, you know, hates us. And so, you know, we just have to begin to, you know, charity does to some degree begin at home. Yes, you want to contribute to your body, but the best thing I could ever give to you is to give you knowledge and to teach a man to fish rather than give him a fish.
Deborah, very well said. You have said and taught more in this 1 hour than I would think many other broadcasters would be able to provide. And I thank you for being a broadcaster with us and helping spread the knowledge. Deborah Brewster, again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.